you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
It's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Wine's for you to drink a wine.
Hand bottle to me.
Yes, yes.
A little wine's for you.
That's a good way to get your Sunday morning started.
Well, good morning, Stu.
Good morning, Leanne. How are y'all?
Good morning. I'm great.
Didn't know he's going to drag you in this quickly, did you?
Welcome to another fine edition of the Sip and Chew Show, the snob-free zone of fine dining and everything gastronomic.
Everything gastronomic.
Yeah, so anyway.
Speaking of everything gastronomic, let's do a show about it.
Hey, we ought to call it Sip and Chew. Yeah.
Let's start off, because I sent you a message. We need to remember, because we're bad at remembering things.
You did?
Yeah. Happy 17th birthday to Lanyap.
Yes.
Yeah. 17 years.
That's first, incredible.
First food article I ever had published. Rob Holder published in Lanyap. I had written a few articles as an early teenager, 13 years old, for Alabama Sportsman Magazine about fishing. But I really think David Rayner just published those to be nice to
a
kid.
How did you get a hold of dynamite when you were that young?
I have no idea.
Is that the way you've seen people fish with dynamite, haven't you?
No.
Throw it in the lake, light it. Throw it in the lake, boom, here comes the fish float.
Bob Uecker used to tell a story about that.
It looked like a jubilee in a lake.
Bob Uecker told a story on the Johnny Carson show one time. And
I loved him.
Yeah, very funny entertainer, mediocre baseball player.
Yeah, and but that's what that was the humor about it.
Right, it was. You know, he had a career in baseball. Not a good one, but he had one. But he said a fella took him fishing off a boat in Miami, and they get out there, and he goes, I notice you don't have any rods and reels. He goes, and he pulls up a stick of dynamite and throws it in, and it blows up, and the fish start landing in the boat, and he goes, grab them, we're fishing. And then he does that a couple times, and he looks at Uecker and goes, you want to take a cast? And hands him a stick of dynamite. And that's kind of how he ended the joke. And that is as much as we're going to expand about Major League Baseball playing again.
Done.
I was loving the baseball season up until this week.
Yeah.
Because me, like probably 80% of Americans, don't care anything about it.
No.
But the people who love it, love it.
Awesome.
And y'all
good
enjoy.
For them.
Yeah. Y'all enjoy.
You can ignore whatever you want to.
No, pretend you're in 1878 when the game is still relevant.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of stuff people can do outside today.
Is there?
If they're ditching rain and stuff. And Heather is doing one. She's in, I don't understand it. I don't do the gaming thing. Leanna probably gets it, the Pokemon, where you go around and you capture Pokemons and you battle Pokemon.
I thought that was 2 years ago.
No, there's a now they make money off of it.
Oh,
wait, what?
No, not the people playing. Pokemon makes money off of it.
Oh,
because you share some kind of, I don't know what the terminology is. There's a tournament or a shindig or a hoodle doings or something this weekend, and she's heading downtown for the second day in a row to just walk. It's wonderful for social distancing because it's just you and your phone. And everyone that you're doing this with is on a phone.
Right.
In cities all over America.
Right.
Her sister is doing it and mine not. And it's kind of a way that they can do a sisterly thing together despite 1,300 miles between them.
Yeah.
And yesterday she ventured in because it's open again in downtown Mobile, Heroes.
Yes, it is.
Heroes. And brought me home some crawfish dip.
All right.
She's doing that again today. So when we get out of the show. I'm meeting her at Ed's for breakfast.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to go on to work from there, and she's going to go do her Pokemon thing.
Cool.
Pokemon.
Well, yeah, 2 years ago when Pokemon was really big, I was at a restaurant, and these kids were playing it.
Right.
And all of a sudden, one of them hollers out. And mind you, we're in a restaurant.
Right.
And this kid starts screaming, there's a rat, there's a rat. And everybody in the restaurant kind of jumped up and looked around. But he was talking about Pokemon.
Yeah.
And we're all sitting there looking along the walls and the floor for a rat in a restaurant. So that wasn't cool to do.
But I don't know when she had put it on the app a few years ago and played a little, didn't have any interest in it. But her sister's gotten her back into it. And when we were in Hattiesburg, that's how we found things to do in the city is we would drive around until she'd see one, we'd go to it, because they're these little imaginary things. They're basically what they are is waypoints on a GPS system.
Yeah.
Disguised as dragons and fairies and I don't know what all kind of weird stuff. And but they're usually around areas like parks. And that's how we found a lot of the parks in Hattiesburg, is we were just looking for a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, a Pokemon, or I don't get it. But and it's been nice to learn a city that way.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So she walked around downtown all day yesterday.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, he knows who he is. Mm-hmm. I followed him around a couple of times 2 years ago with Pokemon, and we were at the battleship. And they were, and those little creatures.
Don't let him pick on you, Roy. Don't let him pick on you.
Don't say nobody's name. But he, I mean, those boogers were everywhere.
Yeah. It's because it doesn't boogers cost anything works. To put them anywhere. Yeah,
but it's a good. I mean, it's good exercise. That's the big thing.
Yeah,
you get out, you walk.
Yeah,
it's 115 degree heat index. You know,
so you stop in to Heroes.
And you get your drink.
You have a Fairhope Brewery IPA, and you get some crawfish dip, and then you walk down a little while later, and you get like a dessert at Squid Ink, or
we're at the Cheese Cottage or something.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, look at cheesecake at the Cheese Cottage.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
But it's cheese.
It's goat cheese.
Cheesecake. Yeah.
It's enjoyable. I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, I caught a bass the other day.
Really? How big?
About 9 inches. It's big enough to eat, not big enough to keep legally.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice. I went to the Sims Municipal Park. I had 20 minutes or so to kill while I was smoking a shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And so I rode it over to the park real quick, threw it on a beetle spin, was just about to consign myself that there wasn't really anything in this little pond. Because I could see my lure and nothing's chasing it, anything like that. It's right before a rainstorm, during and after. They're going to hit some point around there. Nothing. And I'm thinking, to pack it up, go back to the house, and I hear kaboosh in the lily pads next to me, and I went, oh yeah, that's something. So I just cast a few times, and lo and behold, I caught all 9 inches of him.
I'll be darned.
And then I went on back. Because, man, that smoked shoulder. We're getting some meals out of that. That was a 4.5-pound roast.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate the day after. We tried a little the day it was done.
Mm-hmm.
We ate dinner the night after. I made a grilled cheese sandwich with some put in it the next day.
Well, that'd be good.
I made tacos last night with it and some pork ribeye that we had left over.
Be good on some tater tots, too.
Oh, that's a good thought, because I've still got a meaty chunk.
Yeah.
I made another grilled cheese with it last night.
Yeah.
You know, just slicing
that
it thin.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And I think what I'm going to do is cube up what's left, throw it in the freezer, and when the winter gets closer, I'm going to use it to make a small beef stew one night.
There you go.
It was smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Beef.
You can't smoke another one, can you? When winter gets here.
Yeah, I could. But I'm running out of things to do with this one before it expires. If I throw it in the freezer, it's there.
Yeah.
So get snuck up on the first cold snap. I'm like, oh man, I don't have time to.
Ooh, it's 81 degrees today. That's the cold front coming through.
Yeah. Oh, you must be talking about late October.
We were just talking about October before you got here.
Let's see what David Hubble has to say this morning.
I can't imagine he has anything to say.
He says, Stu, how do you cook a Pokemon?
Oh.
Well,
what wine goes with it, too?
Well, that's your expertise.
Just depends on the Pokemon.
I'm going to say, it's Japanese in origin. You serve a sashimi, David, obviously, just thinly sliced, not cooked at all. Mike, you probably put a sake or a plum wine with
that. Oh, my God, sake, yeah. Mm. Rice wine.
Oh, yeah, rice wine I've had is very good. Now, have you experienced sake?
I have, right way.
Okay, good, because the only time I've ever had it, really, was served warm at the sushi restaurant up in Nashville, and I thought, this tastes like somebody heated up vodka in a microwave.
Mm-hmm. Well,
So I'm guessing it either wasn't good sake.
Yeah.
Or that's as good as sake
gets. We were at Hibachi Grill. Mm-hmm. And I ordered a bottle of cake bread. It was like a $69 bottle of cake bread at their price then.
Is that a red or a white?
A Chardonnay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Great Chardonnay.
It better be for that much work.
We ordered some sake to go with our meal. The sake was so good.
Really?
And they leave that little white vase-looking thing, mm-hmm. Voss-looking thing, yeah. On the grill to keep it warm.
Yeah.
Keep it smoking. God, it was good.
343-0106.
Whatever.
Cowpokes come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ate two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty mind. Eat steak, eat a big old steer, eat steak.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
I was about to say something, but I was waiting for it to come back in my headset.
Say it.
So, okay. Hey, off the air, we were talking about some fine delicacies.
Yeah.
So,
talk about eating local.
Did you see my post this week about squirrels?
Yeah.
Did your grandmother cook you squirrels and gravy?
No, I don't think my grandmother ever cooked me anything other than pies.
Okay.
Unless you count Thanksgiving.
But I had an overwhelming response on my Facebook page of people.
Wanted
yes
some squirrel
no.
brains in their eggs?
Yeah, and see, my grandmother used to cook scrambled eggs and squirrel brains, mm-hmm. scramble them together. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. I have had pork brains and eggs, and mm-hmm. it's incredibly good until mm-hmm. the aftertaste, which can only be described as gray matter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for the aftertaste of pork brains and scrambled eggs.
Okay.
But while it's in it, it's terrific. But mm-hmm. there was a great deal of bitterness on the finish that just ruined the meal for me. Kind of like with potted meat. Don't like Vienna sausage, don't like potted meat.
Ooh.
Love Spam because Spam.
I still got my cans of Spam up the cabinet. I've got to do that dish.
Yeah, whatever.
I am.
What dish?
I think
this
I can make...
This goofball thinks he can turn lean meat into foie gras, which is a butter-like consistency pate made from duck or goose liver.
Mm-hmm. I have a theory.
Uh-huh. It's wrong.
I'm going to do it.
You already have too much salt.
I already have my ingredients.
You're going to make it with the aspic that forms around it?
I better go check the date on it, make sure it's not...
It's Spam.
Spam so it doesn't go bad.
Yeah. Good grief, man.
Freshness is important.
I don't think it's ever fresh either.
It only needs to be several years old and not 20 years old. So, but yeah, I had a lot of response that people either said no or, stuff like that. Or,
well, y'all hang around long enough, better get used to it. We run out of animals to eat. We're going to have to start eating insects and other stuff in the next 100 years or so.
Like a lot of other countries are already doing.
Yeah.
See, I need to go back.
We're just children here. That's what it comes down to.
We need to go back and start watching some of the old Andrew Zimmer shows. So we can learn how to eat some gross stuff and prepare it.
It bothers me. Now, I can understand someone saying that squirrel brains is kind of gross.
Mm.
But when I see people that'll see you eat lamb and go, that's gross, mm-hmm. you know, or veal or crawfish. Something that's not the least bit gross. My instinct is I want to backhand them. But what I need to do is backhand their mama and daddy for not getting them over that, because that's childish.
I had
period.
This same conversation about escargot.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you eat a crawfish, don't you? Mm-hmm. You suck a crawfish head, don't you? You can eat escargot.
Right.
Same texture mm-hmm. as a crawfish tail, as a shrimp tail.
Yeah.
Same texture.
And delicious.
And
I love snails.
But escargot is buttery and creamy.
And garlicky. Know? Oh,
yeah,
and so
garlicky.
Much garlic.
What's that somebody sent us?
That's David Hubble.
Good old David.
Check out the cholesterol on pork brains. Let's see if
John Foltz cooked any
less
wild
than 3 milligrams.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's the brain. There's not a lot of fat there or anything. So.
Well, some people's hidden brains
well,
are.
Yeah. But those that have the fat on the brain have wonderful heads of hair. That look does not translate well to radio, buddy. You have a great head of hair. Not wonderful. John Bon Jovi has a wonderful head of hair.
Yeah.
Or had, anyway. Now he has a wonderful wig, I'm sure. But yeah, less than 3 grams of cholesterol in pork brains, folks. That's health food.
Yes, it is.
I don't know how to make that go away. There we go. How about that X?
There you go. And you didn't turn it off.
Everything else is still working, and the computer's not on fire. So it's been a successful day on Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. We're going to call it a day early.
And no one died.
Yeah.
But look, when I got here, Leanne was talking about Halloween coming up.
Mm-hmm. And in 4 months?
Yeah.
Well, I love Halloween.
It's on its way. And that's one of my favorite times to eat is October, November.
Because the stick-to-your-rib stuff starts coming back.
Oh, yeah.
We spend all summer we eating our grilled fish and our grilled shrimp and our grilled this and grilled that. And
eating salads. Lighter.
Yeah, because, eat I lighter. Mean, those heavy meals, I mean, they make you very uncomfortable.
They make you tired.
Yeah, I used to marvel when I worked at Bay City Grill up in Satsuma. And folks, if you hadn't been there, you obviously don't live in Satsuma. Because the whole town eats there every day, it seems like. But we'd have the guys come down from SSAB and some of those other plants up in Axis. And this particular summer, we were having a heat wave, and it was over 100 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come in, boots, long pants, long sleeve shirts with T-shirts underneath it, you know, heavy clothing, hats on. And order the hamburger steak with an extra hamburger patty and extra gravy. And I just finally asked, how can you eat this and go back out there and work? And I'm so used to the heat, this doesn't bother me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I went, well, that's sad, buddy. That's sad.
No.
We had the hood vent go out at Bay City Grill one time.
Oh, boy.
And what ended up happening was it drew all of the hot air out of the hood vent. And we didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So now there wasn't anything to do it, and it was backing up into the dining room, and it got to over 100 degrees in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just doing takeout. The SSAP guys were like, oh, we didn't even notice your AC was out. Man, we'll sit and eat if you don't mind.
Lord. Speaking of Satsuma. I spoke to our friend Stephanie the other night, and she is in the plans of maybe getting a restaurant back open again.
Excellent. I know she's been doing
idea.
The food truck for
different
a while.
Idea. Yeah. She does an excellent job with that.
Yeah. The Voodoo Kitchen, right?
Well, I'm not sure, but I know they do a lot of delivery. And the food looks spectacular.
Always.
And she, you know, you can, everybody wants a mortar and brick building, you know. But there's a lot of overhead with that, cost with that. Mm. And so she's been able to just, I think she's been working out of the restaurant as her commissary. And it's doing phenomenal.
Excellent. Good for her.
Phenomenal for him.
Excellent.
I would love to see her open another restaurant.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Pentoli's was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was one of the best restaurants in the county and clearly one of the best Valentine's restaurants.
That little private room in the back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's five of them,
I believe. Then the mafia booths.
Mm-hmm.
They had these, like, booths. Mafia booths, you know, and I've eaten at some in New Orleans and other places where they got the curtain, they pull the curtain.
Well, she had five couples rooms that was a table
in the
two
back,
chairs,
yeah.
And they pulled a curtain on those, and the ceiling was decorated, looked like stars, and it was a perfect romantic date.
Twinkled,
yeah,
like stars.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Just one of the best restaurants in the area, and she had an appetizer, Leanna. It was eggplant chips. So fried eggplant that you dipped in a crawfish sauce.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. We would go there, just get that and some breadsticks and just be fine.
She was a brilliant, you know, she brilliantly come up with things like she had a plain old dining room, and then the big families would be eight to wanting to sit together. That's where she did what I call the mafia booths. But then she had a big room for the softball teams that come in after the softball games.
Mm-hmm. And
they'd
the church crowd.
And they could close, church crowd. They could close the doors and it kept quiet. They get a little rowdy in there where you got a bunch of youngins.
Especially the church crowds.
And then way in the back was the like you take a date, and it's just like just five little two tops, just two tops, and a little curtain.
And a bar that said at least three people. It was a very small bar.
It wasn't a bar.
At a great restaurant. So I'm excited to see
food.
What she does next. But yeah, loved Pentoli's. Great place. Mm-hmm. She had lasagna blanca, which is regular lasagna, and then she'd pour Alfredo sauce over the top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you had both sauces going on.
Well, I loved her shrimp and bacon Alfredo.
Yeah.
Ooh, shrimp and bacon.
And there was a lot of bacon, a lot of shrimp.
Yeah.
And a lot of sauce because you needed that bread.
I lived a half mile away. So Sunday mornings, I would get up and walk to Pentoli so that I could stagger back from brunch. I didn't want to drink and drive, but I could certainly walk.
you can make it all the way home.
Yeah, I never left there like stumbling or anything, but it was just, you know, I'd leave there, I'd stop by the post office and check the mail from the weekend, because I check the mail about once a week, and then I'd walk them back home, but I wanted to get there before church let out. Because I wanted to get a table.
343-0106.
Folks, get in on the conversation.
Yeah, that's that number.
When he gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Pass that bottle to me. Drinking wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine. Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy, hoy.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Aliens have left the building. That was fun.
Yeah.
Whoop, 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 whoop. People, don't, unless you're watching on Facebook Live, folks, drop by our Facebook page, facebook.com/sipandchew, and give us a like. We're over 1,000 followers, buddy.
Woohoo!
Last week's show, we boosted it on Facebook, and last time I looked, over 1,700 people had watched the episode where we had Matt Golden in and presented him with the first ever Spirit of Hospitality Award.
Yes.
And I told Heather when I got home, I said, we had the camera on the wrong side. I said, I wish you could have seen Matt's face.
Oh.
And she goes, was he happy? And I said, yeah, I think he was very surprised and very happy.
He was.
And well-deserved.
Yes, yes, yes. And we plan to recognize others in the community for their outstanding efforts to, you know, get through this hard time. And, and this is going to last forever.
Yeah.
So it'll be other things.
Well, for a lot of restaurants, it's going to last forever.
Yeah.
Sadly. And but we're seeing some things that are long overdue in the restaurant industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I had predicted before this came that within 10 years you were going to see this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And Taco Bell kicked off one of the more recent ones. They are simplifying their menu. Menus are too big.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have... Anytime a restaurant has something for everyone, they don't have anything worth eating.
Yeah.
Applebee's is an excuse. It is a prime example. They have something on the menu that hits everyone's wheelhouse, but none of it is anything you want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And do what you do. If you're Hardee's, don't sell buckets of chicken.
Yeah.
If you're KFC, don't try and make a burger. Why was Taco Bell doing biscuits and gravy? Made no sense.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But I don't
yeah,
eat Taco
Bell.
Bell
breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, their breakfast tacos are biscuits folded over to look like a taco.
I wish Popeye's would go back to doing the pocket of chicken.
I wish they would, too, but that was 40 years ago.
God, that was delicious.
I didn't know they did it for breakfast. Huh?
Yeah, that and a biscuit, a chicken biscuit.
I've always wondered, that if I owned Popeye's, that's what breakfast would be. You can have a mild chicken biscuit or a spicy chicken biscuit. Mm-hmm. Would you like coffee,
but
soft drink, tea, or orange juice?
A pocket of pita.
Oh, yeah, and with a horseradish sauce.
Well, it was their Mardi Gras sauce.
Yeah.
It was good.
Oh, it was unbelievable, and it wasn't fried chicken either, as I recall. It was just like diced, you know, boiled chicken, because the chicken didn't matter in that. The sauce was so good. Yeah, when there was a Popeyes in Mobile, at Airport in McGregor or Azalea, that
just
one.
Just a single, yeah.
Yeah, that would be, you know, hey, let's give your mom a break in the kitchen. I'll take everybody to Popeyes and we'll get a chicken in a pocket. We'll even go through the drive-thru so I don't have to get out of the car. Now, my dad did not offer giving my mother a break in the kitchen very often. He said, every restaurant I've eaten at, it's been very good. It's not as good as your mama's cooking.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of those.
Mm.
He did not like going to restaurants. He was very uncomfortable in them. And as soon as he finished eating, he'd go outside and smoke a cigar and the rest of the family would be inside because he didn't like the crowds.
Mm-hmm. Didn't like his own family.
Well, didn't like everybody else being there.
All right, y'all get out of here.
Yeah, he had, more than likely, it was a social anxiety disorder. Mm-hmm. He'd always been like that, never liked crowds, very uncomfortable around them. During Mardi Gras, he would pass up the overtime to not have to be around the crowds.
Yeah.
Plus, wasn't a crowd he wanted to be around.
Yeah. Anyway.
The old Joe Kane days in the 70s when it wasn't an official holiday and everyone that was there was committing a crime by being there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was different people than you see now.
Right.
But it is an official thing.
Right.
He said everyone that was there was criminals. He said they would fill the jail up on Joe Kane Day because everybody there had a warrant.
I wasn't a criminal. But
yeah, I think you were a smooth criminal.
We were... I'm sitting here. There's a newspaper. I hadn't seen one of these in a long time.
Well, they're a dinosaur, and they outlived their usefulness about 25 years ago.
Is this? I guess press register, but
they quit being newspapers when
propaganda.
CBS went on air.
Oh, Call
News.
Oh, Call News. Okay, yeah. Call News.
Yeah,
great.
And they haven't been newspapers in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
They've always been history papers.
Yeah,
because when you can get the news that happened today, when you read it about it tomorrow, it's not news
it's
anymore.
History, yeah.
It's history. So they're history papers.
Well, here's some history.
Yeah.
Last weekend was the deep sea fishing rodeo.
Yeah.
It used to be a big blow up about it all over the media, radio, mm-hmm. TV. Hand harness. I didn't see it.
Or they couldn't do all the normal events.
Yeah. No liars.
That's sad.
That's sad.
It really is.
It's not good. I've worked it a few times. It's just long. The liars
contest?
Yeah, they're not good anymore. They'll have one, and that's the person that wins every year. Last time I went, the girl told a wonderful story, but the rest of them were just long drawn out. And you're not going to believe what happened next. And it's more building it up. But then there would always be one that was just hysterical. It made it all worthwhile.
Well, comedians can't be comedians anymore. You offend people today if you say something
the
funny.
The job of a comedian is to offend everyone.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. That is their job.
But now everybody's bubble wrapped.
Yeah.
Well,
that's true.
I would stay further than 6 feet away from me then.
Because, you look at, 40-something years ago, Blazing Saddles came out.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And you couldn't make that movie today. A lot of them movies you couldn't make and show today on TV or at the movie theaters.
Yep, because people have forgotten to laugh at themselves.
Yes.
You know what happens when you don't laugh at yourself? Everyone else laughs at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Justified.
I laugh at myself. I crack myself up all the time.
Oh, no kidding.
Bet you
Same
do.
Here. Same here.
So,
yeah. Walking around the apartment looking for something to realize it's been in your hand the entire time, that kind of stuff.
Well, I can't find my...
Where's my phone?
I can't find my whacked out wiener glass. I had it last night, and I went to look for it,
That's
and I couldn't find it before I went to bed, and I'm
you
still
had to
looking
know
for
where it was.
I looked in the oven. I looked in the refrigerator. I looked in the cabinets. I'm thinking, where did I put my darn... It's a purple one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whacked out wiener cup they gave me for free.
Yeah.
And I value it because it's insulated.
Free. Oh.
It's insulated. And I'm going, where is my cup?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever looked for things non-food related but found them in the freezer, like car keys?
That's what I looked there first because I had been in the freezer.
Yeah, it seems like once or twice, my early 20s, I'd be trying to get ready to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Where are my keys? And I tear the whole apartment over. I open the freezer, and there they are. They're sitting in the freezer. Apparently, I came in thirsty and went straight to the freezer to fix a drink and just set the keys down to do it.
Vodka.
We do have some vodka in the freezer now.
That's the best place to keep it.
Trying to remember the name of it. I just got it because I like the bottle. It's a small bottle. I only buy like pints of stuff because we don't drink that often until lately. And I'm trying to remember the name of it, but Heather saw the ball and go, "Ooh, that's one of my favorite." And I went, "Oh, well, it, you know, it was on the special. That's why."
Right.
Because it's vodka.
Right behind my bottle of vodka.
Is your next bottle of vodka?
No.
Your backup bottle?
It's a, some beef ribs.
Oh, really? Mm. On the bone or off?
On the bone.
Because I've got some short ribs I'm going to do tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about making pho.
That'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Oh, you said it in French where they don't pronounce the N, even though there's one at the beginning of things.
But I've been thinking about getting those out and let them thaw out and get them in the smoker.
Yeah.
Because I love those things. God, those things are so good.
What kind of smoker you got? You got like an Emco or?
Yeah, it's a propane run, but
oh, okay.
Because I can't have wood burning up there on the balcony.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And
everything. 5,000-year-old apartment.
Grill. Everything I got is gas grills, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. My next thing I'm going to buy, I'll get it when I come back from Cleveland. I'm going to get my Blackstone griddle.
Oh.
I'm going to get me a Blackstone griddle. Go out there and fry some bacon and eggs and pancakes every
aren't
morning.
You fancy? Mm-hmm. Aren't you fancy?
My kitchen will be ready. My kitchen will be done. And I've been buying good pots and pans lately. Mm-hmm. And not good knives and stuff like that, you know, good shelves. There's one thing, I've got a chef coat, but one thing I need to go with that chef coat,
mm-hmm.
I need a wrestling belt.
Yeah, you do.
I need a wrestling belt with that coat.
I know who needs to weigh in on this. Is
who's
Mr.
That?
John from Fish River.
Oh, there's John. I was talking about him yesterday.
Hey, what's this about your crabs, John?
Well, you were talking about crustaceans earlier. You were talking about Jubilee
mm-hmm.
on the lake and escargot and something else.
Squirrel brains.
Squirrel brains, yeah. That's about the closest food today we heard. But in a Jubilee this morning, I want to tell you what I'm going to do with some crabs.
All right.
One brother is going to boil about 3 dozen of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take some, and I'm going to clean them and cook them on the smoker, on the grill.
Okay.
With butter and a little swamp fire in there.
Yeah, it's good
and
stuff.
And just flip them until they're done. You talk about a different way of eating crab. They're so tender. The shell is so... You just take 2 fingers and pop the shell.
Wow.
And it's just nothing but lump meat that comes out of the claws, the legs... the body, so easy to clean and eat.
Hmm.
But I just wanted to share that with you.
I appreciate it. You know, we had some live crabs at Rouse's last weekend, I believe it was, and the seafood guy stepped away and asked me to keep an eye out. Okay. You know, usually one or two people may come up and get some frog legs or something. I was back in there cleaning about 2 minutes, and the manager said, "We got somebody out here," and I went out there, and the guy goes, "Are these crabs really a dozen for $4.95? "Yes, sir." And I'll take 3 dozen.
Yeah.
So I commenced battling with 3 dozen live crabs to get them in bags. While I'm doing that, he's on the phone with his daughter. She wants 2 dozen, too. So then I filled up 4 more bags, 6 crabs per bag. And he goes, "Go ahead and just give me 4. So I get him another one. She wants 4 as well. So just 8 dozen crabs, please.
Mm.
So,
now, what size are these crabs? They probably weren't the large. The large goes to a different market.
Well, he said they were really good size. He was excited that they were as big as they were. They were hand-sized. They were good-sized crabs. Perfect for boiling. And he called a buddy of his. His buddy came in, and I got him a couple dozen, and then he stopped a lady from Michigan and called her family into getting some.
I like ice cream.
So we're up against the break, buddy. We want to hang through and talk, or are you good?
Pardon me?
You want to hang through the break, or are you good?
I'm good. I got to get a little rest and get back out there and get some more crab today.
All right, buddy. All right, buddy. Provolone and Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush.
What's this? This is juice.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice.
I don't like juice.
To
get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When you get drunk, start singing.
Where'd you eat?
Drinking wine.
Where'd you eat? Well, I ate a couple places.
I'm sure you did.
I went back and ate at Desmond's Jamaican place over in Foley.
We got to get out. That's in Owa.
No, it's on 98. They're okay. Right by the four-way crossing.
Okay.
A four-way stop, or not stop.
Because Heather was excited to see that Owa was open.
Yeah, so Owa's open.
We may have to go and get overheated.
My good friend, Eddie Alberto, Edmar Alberto.
He's watching on the Facebook.
Hey, Edmar. I see his place, him and his daughter's place there on the Owa commercials. They feature the wine bar, and I thought that was cool. I'm still wanting to get over there. I hadn't just hadn't you know.
Yeah,
we're trying to plan things, but just during Corona stuff, you know, messing things up for everybody.
It's annoying.
It is, but I'm gonna tell you, Desmond does really a good job.
Good
over there. I haven't eaten any of the Jamaican places here.
Really?
Lately, in a while. But
I've
work
been
over
that
there.
Went over there by Davidson for years.
I work in Baldwin County all day, and so that's where I've been eating at. Yeah. And it's places in Baldwin County.
The little Mexican place there in Loxley, El Pasita, I believe it is.
The one on the right?
The one on the right that looks like you wouldn't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
Those are the places you should go to.
Yeah, by Dan Navarro.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's the real thing.
Yeah.
And he said that's the best Mexican food he's had in Mobile, Baldwin County.
Ah.
And so I went there, and they've got some stuff on the menu
I, you know, I see the other Mexican restaurants around there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a high Mexican population in Baldwin County.
Yeah.
Farmers. Yeah. And they're going to... it's authentic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's really,
really
authentic
good.
There.
Really good.
So
they have lengua.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, go get your lengua taco.
Mm.
You know what lengua is, Leanna?
No, I don't.
That is the Spanish word for cow tongue.
Oh.
Lengua, language.
Yeah.
See?
It's got a good, very good flavor to it.
It is. They have to boil it for like 6 hours, mm-hmm. then skin it, then they cook it. For you, you know, for presentation. After that boiling, it's very tender. It's got a real sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the healthiest muscle in a cow. There's no fat on it at mm-hmm. all. It's delicious. And that's one of those things that when people go, that's gross, I'm like,
you don't know.
Eat Boston butt. You eat butt. Although it doesn't come from...
And chitlins.
Yeah. Chicken livers are way grosser than just about anything Mike and I have discussed today.
Yeah.
And there are people that just eat those things up.
Mm-hmm. No, but I love
it. Gizzards are good. Gizzards are good.
Mm-hmm. What was I at? I had a, maybe it was District Donuts?
Mm-hmm.
Districts?
I went to Midtown.
Did they have a lingua sandwich or taco or
they may
biscuit
have.
Or something?
Yeah, they revolve their sliders constantly.
Sliders, yeah.
Yeah, but there used to be a little Hispanic market in Saraland for a while. Just while they had a group of migrant construction workers in town, somebody in their family travels with them and opens a market in that town until they leave. But it was very good, and they did a tortas, which is the street sandwiches in Mexico City. They're football-shaped.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually some kind of meat, lettuce, tomato, crema, maybe some salsa. If there is a cheese, it's not a melty cheese.
Yeah.
But they're great sandwiches. They used to do one of those with lingua.
Yeah.
And it was great. They did that or the tacos.
Yeah. I've also been going to Mediterranean Sandwich Shop over in Daphne.
I stopped there the other day.
Yeah.
Saw good old Andre. Mm-hmm.
The money. The music has been incredible. They're playing all 80s MTV songs.
I just picked up some stuff to go and visit with Andre.
And after I ate, and I'm just sitting there, and the girl says, is there anything else I can help you with? I said, no, I'm good. Can I just sit here and listen to the music? Great music. I mean, you didn't want to leave. Like, this is good.
Yeah, it's called Pandora, buddy.
Yeah, well. Yeah. But they said that... Vlad said, I sent Vlad a message, and I said, man, the music's great here. He said, you know, I was in there earlier, and I did notice the music was good.
Yeah. And he was always very good about letting the staff pick the music they wanted to listen to, as long as it wasn't anything too crazy, because it's still a family place. So you could walk in and one day, and it might be the EDM, which is a computer composes the music, and it just goes boom, 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 and that's the whole song, because there was a guy there that just thought that was the greatest music on earth. If I was in there, it was classic rock or something. And I tell you what I used to do at one place. They had a strict rule, only classic rock could be played. Well, clearly, I don't have a problem with that. I'm a classic rocker. Well, Rush is a classic rock band, and there was a station on TuneIn Radio that's 24-hour Rush. So I would only play Rush at work for the whole restaurant. But they were so diverse in their musical styles, people thought we were listening to different bands the entire time. Hey, we got a quick call here from Max in Baldwin County wanting to talk about Loxley. Take it, Mike.
Hey, Max, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, I am awesome. I was just listening to your show, and I want you to know that that place in Loxley, that Mexican place, I eat at every one of them down here, and it's far better than any of the other ones. But like you said, there are great ones down here, a lot of great ones.
But they are so different
than the rest of them.
They're more authentic, and I've had, and thanks for calling in too, Max. I've had friends that moved here from Texas and Oklahoma, and they'll be really quick to tell you, we have terrible Mexican food in this area. And
I think it's Americanized for the American palate.
Tex-Mex,
right? And we do have some very good authentic places, and when we find them, take them there, and they're like, okay, that's real thing. Rio comes to mind is one, and then their new satellite,
good margaritas,
Which is Villa Del Rey, I believe it is. Terrific. So it's getting better, but yeah, most of them were right. It was very mediocre. You know what? You're not in Texas. That's why. You know, people from Chicago come down here and complain about the quality of our Italian food. You know why? Because we don't have a large Italian community down here.
You go to New Orleans. Well, they got a lot of Italians over there. But, you know, we've had fun today. I've had fun today talking about eating animal parts that people don't normally eat.
But should.
Get out there and try some.
Because you think about it, when a carnivore attacks, a predator animal, they don't go for the muscles that we generally eat. They don't go for the steak. They go for the heart. They go for the liver. They go for the kidneys, because those are the most nutritious parts.
Hey, start watching Andrew Zimmer. Learn how to survive off the wilderness.
Google the
might
world
need it.
Offal.
All right, folks, we got to go. Get out there, support local, be local.
We got to go, Leanna? You making us leave?
Yeah, we have just 10 seconds.
Ten seconds.
Support local, be local, buy local. And provolone.
Provolone like there's no tomorrow. Because there may not be.
There may not be.
Or there may not be any provolone tomorrow.
A world without provolone.
In the mountains of Tennessee, they like the smoky sauce. But over there in old Memphis, a dry rub ribbit's boss. The folks down in Georgia, they can't pick up their mind. You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right. And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce? Pork shoulder is the cut of choice in Mississippi. And they fry themselves on barbecue that's totally vinegary. In Louisiana, them Cajuns, they like to spice it up. They like to spice it up. This is our review. United States.